Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fired up. Ready for the college
ready?
Picks.
Ready? Let's get to it. Ready. Some college picks, week three.
It's going to be great.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
That is right.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose college football and picks.
Yes. The three
picks you need to know.
Yes. Very nice. Well done, Mikey.
Yes,
B.
Yes.
All right, Taz, you lead the way.
Oh, okay.
Pick number one.
I'm into the marching band gimmick.
Yeah.
I don't get all you all over me. You're pressuring me. I don't want the pressure. I'm going to give you the line. I'm going to give you everything.
Let's keep a note of the clock where we are in the hour and begin.
Miami at Toledo. All right, here we go. Miami's laying 10.5. This is a 12 noon game, my friend. Toledo gave the Hurricanes all they could handle, brother, last year in the meeting in Hurricane Land. But the Rockets, they no longer have their QB, Logan Woodside, Moose. The kid was legit. He passed for 342 yards against the Hurricanes and 3 touchdowns in that game last year. But they got a dual quarterback system with Mitch Gardenian and Eli Peters. They filled in that quarterback spot pretty good. They did last week in the Open. So both combined to go last week, 10 of 29 for 338 yards passing against VMI. Here's a shocker, folks. I'm going to knock your socks off. The Rockets, Toledo, upset. They win. They win at home, getting that 10.5 Moose against the Hurricanes.
All right, so you like them to win the game outright.
I thought
so
I'd get a whoa.
That is a big pick.
I thought I'd get a whoa.
I'm recapping your selection. You like Toledo to win the game outright.
Yeah.
You don't even need the 10.5.
No.
It's not about cover. You're calling the outright upset.
You got it, bro.
Over Miami of Ohio. Yeah, it's a nice pick.
It's going to be a whoa.
There you go. Whoa.
All right, 3:30
tomorrow afternoon. Jordan-Hare Stadium we go. Big SEC matchup. Big rivalry between LSU and Auburn. The 12th-ranked LSU Tigers going up against the 7th-ranked Auburn. And I'm going to take Auburn. I'm going to take War Eagle. And it's a spread that and last week I made a mistake. Last week on the road, I doubted Georgia at South Carolina. I took the Gamecocks at home as a 10.5-point favorite, and Georgia won that game going away. I'm going to take Auburn. The spread's a little heavy, but I'll lay the 10.5. I just think they're a better football team with Stidham at quarterback. Give me Auburn laying the 10.5 to get themselves to 3-0 and hand LSU their first loss of the season in what is one of the bigger matchups of the weekend. All right, pick two, Taz.
Can't doubt that D-line for Auburn. All right, Boise State at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is minus 2, 3:30 p.m. game, Eastern, that is. Both programs, Moose, in the top 25, and both are 2-0. So it makes for an intriguing matchup here by these two state schools. The Broncos quarterback, Ripon, he threw for over 650 yards last week, my man. As a lack of running game for the Oklahoma State Cowboys, I do think they're able to redeem themselves during the game, even though I don't have that running game. I do think at home, Oklahoma State's tough. They're going to win the game.
All right, so you like Oklahoma State,
yes,
pick
sir.
Two. Pick two for me. We're going to go to 8 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow night. AT&T Stadium, the spot. Big ABC matchup, and that's 4th-ranked Ohio State taking on 15th-ranked TCU. The Buckeyes are a hefty 13-point favorite. It's not more than 2 touchdowns, but this is not Rutgers. This is not Oregon State for Ohio State. Still no Urban Meyer on the sideline, but Haskins is a hell of a player. I mean, you want to look at a guy that can throw it basically through a brick wall. Look at the starting quarterback for Ohio State. They got playmakers. Weber's healthy running the football at running back, too. And you look at that defense anchored by Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa's brother, who's now banked up for the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm going to take Ohio State. I know everyone's going to – this is the first challenge for the Buckeyes this year. I get it. And their offseason was an absolute and complete and utter disaster. I think they're a national championship contending team, and I think they're going to prove it on Saturday night. Everybody and their mother is going to say, I'll take TCU in the 13. Nonsense. I'm going to take Ohio State. I'm going to lay the 13. Give me the Buckeyes, and I think they win the game going away. I'll take the better team on a neutral site field, and I get TCU is from Texas. I understand that, but it's not at TCU. Give me Ohio State, lay the 13.
Agreed. Here we go. My new favorite team in the top 25, Arizona State Sun Devils. I've been singing the praises since the season started a couple weeks back of Herm Edwards. Arizona State is going to San Diego State. San Diego State is getting 6 points in the deal here. Here we go. The Sun Devils are 2-0, and they're ranked moves for the first time since 2014. That's big. Okay, Sun Devils go into Coach Herm's alma mater and beat San Diego State. They got Manny Wilkins at QB. They got this kid Floyd and running back this is, and Benjamin. Both these two guys, Benjamin and Floyd, they're tremendous. This kid Floyd's fun to watch. Arizona State, they go on the road to Kurt Herm's old house, San Diego State. That Sun Devils win the game, baby.
All right, on my third and final game, also an 8 o'clock Eastern time start on Saturday night, a Fox game, national TV audience. I'm going to take the Longhorns at home against 22nd-ranked USC. Trojans last week looked awful against Stanford. Texas, after their opening week loss against Maryland, bounced back a week ago. Ellinger, a quarterback for the Longhorns. Pressure this year. I mean, Herman's got to win and get the ship righted. Give me Texas. Lay the 3.5. I know it's 3.5, and maybe I get beat by the half point. Maybe they win this game by a field goal. I just think this is going to be a statement game for the Longhorns on Saturday night. You got to look at them, and I don't think USC is particularly good this year. Like Daniels, the true freshman at quarterback, but it's going to take some time. Darnold's now a star for the Jets in the National Football League. Give me Texas, lay the 3.5.
And
those are my three selections.
And it was fun. It was great. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.